Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country.
Good evening to you. Welcome to the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL. I'm Tracy Pitcox into our 34th year of the Hits Radio program right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. I'm excited that you're here. Hope that you might stick around with us and hear some great traditional and classic country music. And of course, we do take your request at 325-597-2119. 325-597-2119. Toll free 1-800-526-9698. Here's Kenny Surratt.
Tired and guilty again. Hi, this is Jody Miller. Keep listening to Tracy Pitcox here on KNEL, FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas.
Thinking about the good times, she remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home. Inside her two loving arms, sure do miss him. Two lips that long to kiss him, and once more whisper, baby, I love you. Looking out the window, thinking about the good times. She remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, sir. First off, happy anniversary to you and your darling wife.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. And would you play something for Curtis for me tonight?
You know I'll do it for you.
Thank you, my brother.
Appreciate you calling.
Appreciate you. God bless.
She wears cotton. She was wearing pretty lace. She makes dressed up women look so commonplace. Her sun-washed hair shines like a golden crown. She wears faded jeans. Was wearing an evening gown. The only makeup on her face is just her smile. No matter where she goes, she's always in style. Out in the country, just like music, so sweet and low. And if you could ever see a sound, hers would be the rainbow. And living every moment is her goal.
song from great Curtis Potter for you. And She Wears Faded Jeans for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. I was thinking about this next song earlier today. A few years ago, I was actually sitting at El Flamingo restaurant here in Brady, and my phone rang, and it was Marty Stewart, and he was looking for Freddie Hart. And he was doing his TV show at the time on the RFD television network, and he wanted Freddie to be his guest on the program. And so, of course, I gave him Freddie's telephone number, and he said, "Do you remember that old song that Freddie recorded called 'Drink Up and Go Home'?" I said, "Well, sure I do. It was a great honky-tonk song." And he said, "Well, I'd love for Freddie to come do the TV show," and he said, "I'd love for him to sing that song on the show." And I told Marty, I said, "Well, you know, I haven't heard Freddie sing that in years, live especially in years." I said, "But if you ask him, I bet he would do it." And I guess a couple of months later, I was watching the Marty Stewart TV show, and sure enough, there's Freddie Hart as his guest. And what did he do? He sang this song. Thought we'd play it for you tonight. Here's Freddie Hart and "Drink Up and Go Home."
You sat there crying, riding your beer. You say you got trouble. Around you, I'm sure you will find there's folks who got troubles worse than yours and mine. I'm fresh out of prison, 6 years in the pen, lost my wife and family, no one to call friends.
How are you doing tonight?
It's good.
Good.
Can you say what us and
I sure
should do?
Yeah, I sure can.
And what you say?
All right, I'll sure do it for you tonight. All right, you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. Skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living on love.
I love Carl and Pearl Butler. I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
We meet here in secret on the dark side of
Well, if you're ever walking down the street, and somebody stops you and just says, I've got a question for you. What is country music? Boy, all you would have to do is play that right there for them, and there would be no questions asked. Carl and Pearl Butler. That sounded so good. I'm going to give you another shot of Carl and Pearl. Here's one that they recorded a few years ago. A little shuffle tune called Punish Me Tomorrow for Loving You Tonight.
I know it's wrong to love her.
Punish Me Tomorrow, Carl and Pearl Butler. You know, there's a relatively new singer. He's not new. He's been out for many years. But my darling wife, Charlie, and I went to see his show the other night. Joe Nichols is his name. And I really enjoyed his show. He was down in Fredericksburg and did a great job. And I guess I did not realize his as traditional country as he is. And first time I believe that I'd had a chance to see his whole show live. He was very vocal about country music, about it not being what it used to be. And he sang this song called Broken Hearted. And it's more kind of about the current state of country music. He talked about country music just being a place these days just full of parties and nowhere to kind of nurse a heartache. And I remember that the lyrics to part of the song was, "Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody brokenhearted in country music anymore." So I thought that was a pretty good line and a pretty good song there from Joe Nichols. If you get a chance, you should check that out. I may try to play that before the night's over too, because I was impressed with his take on the current trend and state of country music. Here's a guy that certainly did his part in keeping traditional country music alive, not only on record and appearances all over the world, but on a little television show called Hee Haw that you might remember.
They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll
Here's Jake Hooker for you. And mine is A Lonely Life here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show tonight. Here's a song especially for Donna Baker.
Radio time.
Donna Baker lives up in the great state of Oklahoma, up in Tulsa, Oklahoma tonight. And she is a huge fan of Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and I am too. And so this one especially for Donna tonight. Here's one off of the Pretty Miss Norma Jean album.
Happy you.
Back here in Abilene, I checked it on the road map.
Abilene.
Delighted to have one of my longtime friends with me on the radio this afternoon from right here in good old Brady, Texas, Tammy Harris. Tammy, how are you doing today?
Oh, just doing great. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing good, and good to see you.
Oh, you're looking good.
Well, you are too.
You have a beautiful t-shirt on there.
I gotta tell you, I'm wearing my Tammy Harris t-shirt that you were kind enough to give me.
I
appreciate that very much.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Tammy, tell the folks a little bit. You've been singing for a long time. When did you start singing?
In Menard, Texas, in front of the barbershop, a black man named Jug, he said, "Come here, little girl, I'll teach you a song." I was on the street, so to speak, mm-hmm. in a little tricycle. He taught me my first song, and then he put little taps on my shoes. He said, "I'll teach you to dance." That's how I got started.
Is that, do you remember what the song was?
I sure do. Bob Moore did it last night and about slapped him. Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And that was perfect to tap, do a little tap dancing with, too, huh?
That is true. That is true. Menard. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So did you know then that you wanted to be a singer?
Yep. I knew there was a light before me that led me like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I just tap down the street, go to Bean's drugstore and get me a chocolate ice cream cone. I had money, Tracy. I wasn't born into it.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. And you tell me one time Ernest Tubb was a big influence to you as a young lady as well.
Yes, he was. He sure was. And Wade Ray and that black man, Jug, he died. God bless him.
Yeah.
I went to see him at the nursing home, and he didn't even know me.
Oh, my goodness.
My heart just broke.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when I danced for you, Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy? And he'd go, "Ma'am, I sort of do," kind of like I talk today.
Yeah.
But he really, I don't think he remembered me.
Wow. Wow. Now, you did some shows with Jimmy Fletcher as well.
He was my first gig, Jimmy Fletcher. You played a song by him the other day.
Yeah.
I forgot what the name of Never Had a Bad Day or something.
Oh, yeah, Never Had a Bad Day. Yeah, that's an old Jimmy Fletcher song. Yeah. Yeah. He had a very popular band back in the day, didn't he?
Yeah. And me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were playing all over the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Tammy, you also moved to Nashville, or moved to Tennessee.
Sure did, Bellevue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So why did you move there to kind of pursue your music career at the time?
Sort of. I was playing enough gigs to make very good money and selling CDs with no label.
Yeah.
And made pretty good on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a little all well down the way here on a ranch, and so made a penny there.
Yeah.
And that kind of keeps me going.
Sure.
But right now we're doing a lot of family reunions, birthdays. I want some clubs. I want some shows.
Yeah.
I want to help somebody.
Yeah.
Come on, call me.
Yeah. Well, you've got a new CD that you've put out, and it's doing really, really well for you, isn't it?
Took me about, 8 to 10 minutes to write that thing right there.
Texas Love and Tennessee.
Bring it.
Tell me about that song. How did you get the inspiration to write Texas Love and Tennessee?
Because I love Texas. I love Tennessee. All the people. Mostly Brady. But, I don't know. Remember when we took that walk? We walked to Nashville?
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yes.
I did.
Yes, I remember you doing that, yeah.
And that's when I wrote it, Walking.
Did you really?
Along. Yeah, and I thought, I might ought to record that thing because it came too quick.
Yeah.
You know, something that fast is usually pretty good.
Do you think when you can complete a song in a short amount of time that it's a better song?
I do. If it takes a long, long time, go to something new. Get off of that thing. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have inspiration, right? Have to have inspiration.
That's right.
Be inspired, so.
And a Menard lady, God bless her, she said, well, aren't you a little long in the tooth to be singing? I went, long, what? I said, girl, mine just started. I mean, it just started right. I'm just the right age today. You know what, Tracy? There's no age in country music.
There you go.
If it's a good country song, a good country tune.
Yeah.
Pay and go see those people. Enjoy that good old country music.
You got a very good, that's a very good point, no doubt about it. So. And you were a part of the TV taping that Heather Miles does with The True Country here a few months ago. That was kind of neat, wasn't it?
Very much so. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Heather's got a great great thing going over there. She really does.
She really does.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
She really does.
Now, I also wanted to mention, every time I see you, I think about our mutual friend, Pat Atterbury.
Oh, yeah.
From San Angelo. You know, every time I ran into Pat in San Angelo, she would ask me about you. She was one of your biggest fans.
She really was.
Yeah.
She'd come out in Nashville and Bellevue and see us out there. Yeah. Big fan. Yeah. She'd have loved this.
Yeah. She's a great lady.
She's a member.
Yeah.
Right here.
Great lady. Well, Tammy, we're going to play at Texas Love in Tennessee. And,
oh, yeah.
And I appreciate, like I said, I get requests for this song all the time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for requesting it.
It's a great song, and it's always good to see you.
It's always good to see you, too.
You've always been kind to me through the years, and I appreciate that.
Well, I have to. They told me to. And while you're playing that, may I have this dance?
Yeah, we'll just dance up and down. We'll dance up and down the aisle, okay?
Okay.
Tammy, thanks for stopping by today. Tammy Harris for you. This is a song we're talking about. A little song called Texas Love in Tennessee from a Brady girl.
Holding on like Texas and Tennessee.
Here's Brady's very own Tammy Harris with that great song called Texas and Tennessee. That's going to wrap it up for the first hour of the Hits Radio Show. Don't worry, though. We still have three more to go right here at KNEL, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back with all of your requests and dedications right here at KNEL.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For a live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.